I'm Robert Carey, and from America's number one travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. Over the weekend, I received a phone call from a close friend who I've actually known since kindergarten. He's recently divorced and dating again, and was thinking of taking his girlfriend to Iceland for about 10 days. He knows Mary and I have been there, and we even did a live broadcast of the weekend version of this program there a few years ago. And when I told him that 10 days is way too long for Iceland, he was surprised. We've enjoyed our various trips to Iceland, but 4 or 5 days is plenty. What I told my friend was he should take advantage of free stopovers offered by airlines, including Iceland Air, and then go spend a few of the other days they'll be traveling in Dublin or London or Paris. Even Lisbon is an option if you fly on TAP Air Portugal. Stopovers may be the best value in air travel, as you get 2 cities for the price of one, and some airlines even offer free hotel stays and other perks. You won't find these with the big U.S. airlines, but SAS, Iberia, Singapore, Japan Airlines, Air Canada, Swiss, and even Hawaiian do. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com. Happy travels.